Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight, as you know, tonight we're going to have an awesome night right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we're talking about the make it rain mentality of today's artists. But before we get too deep into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community so that we can communicate about this business of music as we approach it wholeheartedly going into our future and our desires of what we want to be. Let every ear and every person be mindful that this is a gift and it was given by you and that we need to respect it accordingly. Lord, we ask that you bless all of those who venture in quest to be the best that they can be and to be able to use this information and the wisdom of this information to the best of their ability as they go forward into their future in quest in this music business. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Well, like I said, tonight it's about the make it rain mentality. For those who are not familiar with what they mean, what we mean tonight by make it rain mentality, is that when we go to work hard all during the week, and we've done everything we can, breaking our neck week to week to get that check, and our desires and our dreams is to be over here into our future as this music artist. And we want to showcase and go out and show everybody that, hey, we're doing all right. We look good. Well, you want to look good in the public eye. You go cash a $100 bill, or you may cash a $500, or maybe even your whole check, $1,000 or so. Put it all together. And then when you get out to the club, you're popping bottles of champagne, and you got a lot of flow in your hand. And then you tip the night off with a make it rain of all of that funds that you've worked all week for. But yet at the end of the day, you say you want to be in this business, but have no goals or plans to do what it takes to invest in your future, because you're already ready to relax at the end of the week. For those who are on the grind, we all understand that it takes us grinding and investing. And tonight, that's what we're talking about. I'm going to open up the floor to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, give me your thoughts. Welcome to Hip Hop National. You calling in from where?
I'm calling in from Washington State up here in the Evergreen State, close to Seattle, but I'm in Federal Way, Washington. And I'm happy
What's
to
your
be
thoughts?
Here.
Oh, we're happy.
Well,
to,
my thought,
happy to
you
be
know,
connected.
When you talked about the rain mentality, you know, okay, we're in the year 2013, but it just took me back to the wino mentality. You know, you work hard all week, you get paid, and you want to show the people that, you know, you have income, you have money. You know, you're trying to impress the wrong people. You know, whereas the man that works all week takes it home and he pays his bills and buys what's needed for his home. So, you know, you've got this, it's psychological. And I guess what has happened is that, you know, the young people aren't looking at being in middle class or surviving. They're just they're taught to think for the moment, you know, and not to look for the longevity point. You know, I want the big screen. I want the furniture, just the same as you want your career. You know, it's funny because, you know, the true artist is going to invest in equipment. He's going to invest in education, you know, and he's going to grow. Just like the athletes, you know, they're in college before they go to professional, the pro league. So they're getting their education while they're displaying their talents. And they're investing within themselves for a future. Because, you see, without going for a future, to impress somebody today is not going to it's not going to fulfill your life down the road. I mean, you know, you're going to take a bunch of pictures of that day, but, you know, that's just old pictures, you know, and you're going to find yourself, everybody's passed you up. That wasn't out there making it rain and flossing. That invested in themselves, you know, they're going to have a longevity point, whereas, you know, if that's what you're going to do, you know, your health is at risk. You know, I played in many clubs. I played in front of many people, and I worked a job at the same time. But, you know, if I didn't have a gig, I wasn't in the clubs. You know, I was at home because everything that you earn is made for one purpose, your survival. And your survival is where you wake up in the morning, and that's home. And that's where you're supposed to bring your money back to, because that's the whole thing when you wake up, that's what you're going out to do, is make money so home is more comfortable. So you have the toys at home. So you have the equipment at home. Then no one can stop you. You know, you don't have to worry about whether they have the setup in the club, the DJ's got the equipment so you can use it. Why not just pay that money, invest in your own, and have your own? You know, I hear a lot of singers and artists when they go out to clubs, they talk about, well, you know, you sound different than your recording. Well, you know, you could invest and have the stage equipment that you sound better than your recording. You know, it's just about, hey, how serious are you in being an artist? Are you just fronting? Are you just trying to showcase for the neighborhood? You know, reality sucks, and you gotta face the man in the mirror and say, hey, am I real or am I just playing? Back to you, Poetic.
All right. Thank you there, Raw Dog. I really appreciate that. I'm going to bring also Charlie V. Charlie V, welcome to Hip Hop National, sir. What's your thoughts on tonight's topic, the make it rain mentality of today's music artists?
Well, I think the make it rain mentality is really an immature mentality, man. You know, I think that, you know, truly, you know, we are, like you said early on, we all, you know, who understand real, true life. You know, we all work real hard for our money and, you know, out here working, trying to provide for our kids, our wives, our family, you know, using the music business as a tool, as a medium. You know, I think it's really a stupid mentality to have because, you know, it doesn't do anything but waste money. It doesn't do anything but show how it's no humility in it, you know, like Raw Dog said, you know, a true artist is looking at how they can make money and reinvest their money in their craft to make them better, to maybe buy better equipment or to continue to upgrade and take their life, their skills and their talents to the next level. So I think the make it rain mentality, I think, you know, that is a really immature concept to have, as well as a immature concept to embrace. You know, I think that it's really all media based with a lot of these artists who are out here who really don't really look or care about what type of images they put into the society, you know. So I think that that concept is really not good at all.
Okay, Charlie, your mic for some reason seemed like it's fading a little bit. Just wanted to give you a heads up on that, unless it's me. Well, that's basically what it is about, man. You know, it may be a maturity level, like you say, you know, that they just haven't graduated there. But let's say I'm this artist, which all of us are, you know, and we all desire to see ourselves on the cover of a magazine, and we want to we desire to see ourselves on a CD cover, and we know that we have the talent, we got the skill, and most artists they think from that standpoint that the world is just going to surround them because of talent and skill. How true is that statement? And you let me know if talent and skill alone will bring you to success. I'm gonna start that off with you, Charlie. You've been in, you've had that success. Was it talent and skills alone, or did it also take that check that you that most immature minds would some often waste? You got the floor, sir.
Well, I mean, it was a combination of talent and skills and money. I mean, I never could have a make it rain mentality to do what I'm doing, because, like I say, in my lifetime, every dollar has counted. I never had the opportunity to say that, you know, I was a millionaire yet. So, I mean, everything that I even as a young man, when I brought money in, it was money to invest and reinvest back into my skill set or back into what I was working toward doing versus via, you know, maybe for promotions or maybe for a photo shoot. But I never could have a make it rain mentality or a wasteful mentality to get to that next level. You know, it just doesn't happen. I don't think in the real world of entertainment, I don't think that is really a truth. That seems like something that's conjured up by, you know, those who, like I said before, don't really care about, helping. I think it's just a front, you know, a real big front. So I think talent and skills are definitely talent. Education is very, very key. I know for me, I went to school, and I was in the theater, and I was in the music classes, in the band, and, you know, took design classes and things like that. So, you know, it took money to do all that. And making rain mentality never had a place in there.
Never had a place. All right. I got Pastor Chris Willingham. He's now joined us, let you guys know. For Sundays, you guys should tune in to Crimson Line Ministries. If in fact you guys have not had a chance to attend church within at any given time, because for any given reason that's holding you back, we now have brought it to you on the Jericho Initiative with Chris Willingham and his sermons on from Crimson Line Ministries. Chris, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me.
Glad to have you, man. Could you tell? Are you familiar with the make it rain mentality of today's music artists or today's youth?
More than you might think. I'm. We've talked a little bit about the fact that I have three teenagers, and I'm also the pastor of a Feed the Homeless tour here in Atlanta. So yeah, I'm a little bit more familiar with it than you think. It's kind of self-explanatory, especially watching, you know, I try to keep myself up to date on pop culture and what's going on and the new trends and the new terminology and those kinds of things. So, yeah, I think I've got kind of a handle on it.
Okay. What are your thoughts about that? that mentality of, you know, taking a check and just splurging it just to showcase. And at the same time, you have this desire, you say you have this desire to succeed. At what point is that to you in sowing the seed to succeed?
Right. You know, it really boils down to this, and there is, you're either for God or you're against God. There's really no in between, and I don't want to be too hyper spiritual here. I want to make it relevant to what you're discussing. But at the same time, what I see a lot of is I see a lot of artists, whether it be in the music industry or whether it be on the professional athletic field, that are always giving thanks to God. They're thanking their Lord and Savior for their success, but yet the lifestyle that they live and the principles and the way they manage their money and the way they use their money is contrary to God's word. So I heard your last caller, I think his name was Charlie. He used the term, using something as an affront. God is used as an affront to make it seem like there's some side of you, some type of spiritual side of you, to make the public go, wow, he's a little bit deeper than I thought he was. He's not all about money. He's not all about success and fame. He's got some deepness about him. But at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words. And the way we have to look at things is we have some incredibly talented individuals. And just like your last caller who spent time and invested time, not just money, but time and effort and blood, sweat and tears and learning and getting an education because he had an end goal of where he wanted to be. And those are the stories you like to hear. And we have celebrities standing up now saying opportunity looks a lot like hard work. But once you taste that success, that's when it's time to decide, who do I live for? Do I want to pour back into those around me? Because that is a biblical principle. So when the prosperity does start to come, if the best way in kingdom terms, and let's just be real, because you know the Crimson Line, we're all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. If you want to make it rain, then sow a lot of those earnings back into the kingdom. That's a biblical principle. You want to see it really rain, then make God really a part of what you're doing. Put out a positive message. Use those gifts he's given you, those God-given gifts to reach our culture, to reach our youth, to do those things. And at the same time, when those blessings start to come, to reinvest those blessings back into the kingdom, not necessarily reinvesting them even back in yourself all of the time. But this idea that I take this money, I take these so-called blessings, or take these earnings, it's the ending. If you are a believer, if you are a child of God, it will come to a dead end at some point. You can absolutely make billions of dollars without God, and people prove that every day. But it's just where your heart is, and I think that's the crowd we're trying to reach is trying to turn those hearts around and say, the Bible says that God is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And God didn't stutter. I believe every word of what he said. So exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, man, that sounds like making it rain to me.
Exactly. Chris, tell us a little bit about the Jericho Initiative and what it is that you guys are doing over there for that.
You know, poetic. I don't want to, for lack of a better word, somebody used this term yesterday, and I wonder how I felt about it. They called us the anti-church, and let me explain what that means. churches have become places around every corner with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that gather once a week, and they sit in a church. They allow the pastor and the music and the bands to entertain them for a couple of hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, depending on what church you go to. And they leave, and they spend the other 6 days of the week living in disobedience, living for themselves. And this is an epidemic that we're seeing. And so we started something called the Jericho Initiative. And this initiative basically is to take our faith and take our love and take it to the streets. That doesn't necessarily mean just homeless. That means homeless. That means addicted. That means incarcerated. That means broken families. That means anything you can possibly think of. We are going out into the trenches, and we're standing up for our city in different cities across the nation, starting here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we gather together one time a week at the base of Stone Mountain, Georgia, right at the bottom of the mountain, and we pray as a group. I preach a sermon, and we pray as a group, and we pray for our city. And we believe that more and more and more people are going to be gathered there, and we believe this is going to be a movement across the nation where we already have something started in Denver, Colorado, in Nashville, Tennessee, in Trenton, New Jersey, and so we're super excited, like I said, about taking this faith and taking God's word and doing what God's word told us to do, which is to go out and be an example and represent the image of Christ. So we're all about doing, not just talking. And that's not an easy concept to grasp in this culture. But it's going well, and we're really excited about it, and we're absolutely excited about the opportunity to share this message on Hip Hop National Radio. That's been an absolute blessing.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Raw Dog, I know you've been sitting off in the cut saying, man, I can't wait to get my point in. I can't wait to get my point in. What's your thoughts, sir?
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what? Now, hey. The Make It Rain, we went to the far side, you know, the popping bottles and what have you. But, you know, let's use Toni Braxton's Make It Rain theory on how she lived her life. And then you start to look at it and you go, wait a minute, you know, I remember on Oprah they were talking about Gucci flatware, you know, silverware that you eat with. And Oprah said she had never heard of that, okay? You know, you can go to impress people by living a lifestyle that you're not going to be able to sustain. You know, she was the best hotels, you know, the wine, the dinners, and all of those things. You know, I always try to tell the artists, you got to come back where you started from. You know, you don't try to rise until it's time. You know, just because the doorway opens doesn't mean it's going to be fulfilling during your career. So you rise at a gradual level. And she's an someone that didn't take that in. And so when you say make it rain, okay, there's another form of it, living the high life above your lifestyle. You know, and not looking to the future, just living it because you can, you know, and, you know, hey, what goes up may come down. So there's another example.
Question. All right, and I'm going to start this off with you, Charlie B. Just to let you guys know, I actually invited Pastor Chris Willingham in to drop in briefly. He's actually going through some changes at the moment with his family, and he's babysitting at the moment, but he stopped for a moment so he can stop in to you know, meet and greet some of us as we walk through the program, but he had to go. But I wanted to ask you guys this, and I'm going to go with you on this, Charlie V. Do you think it's because of the role models that's before us that they've achieved this level of success already, and now they're you know, they're showcasing it. They're able to do those things. They actually have the freedom to actually take some funds and throw it out, and it doesn't hurt their pocket at all, because they've already arrived at that success. Do you think, because they being the role models who they are, they're being in the position that they are, the younger guy who comes in, the kid that's now growing up, is now looking upon them and saying, man, I can't wait to get there, and then to showcase in front of, and you know, put on that front in front of the women, and they see all the women and they see the cars. So they invest a lot of money in this car. They invest a lot of money into, like I say, the glitz and the glamour. But at the end of the day, at the end of the rope, they're broke, pretty much. You could say that. And it's maybe because we're looking at those who are already successful. And for us, we're just getting our heads around the thought of that possibility being for us, too. We could be famous one day. You think maybe that might be it, Charlie V?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know the artists. I don't know some of these artists who have really actually are trying to quote-unquote make it or get to Hollywood if they've never really experienced, making it or whatever making it is in different people's eyesight. They've never had the opportunity to be on have a national record deal or be on a national tour or have their picture plastered all over the United States. They have no clue. You know, they have no clue that when you do get to Hollywood is made up of sets. And behind these sets, there's really nothing, you know. Hollywood is a facade. Hollywood is a front. And a lot of these brothers that's out here talking about making it rain, a lot of these sisters that's out here talking about making it rain, you know, they may be able to stay in the nice hotels. They may be able to ride in a limousine. They may be able to live in a nice house. But at the end of the day, I don't think some of these people who follow these guys realize that these guys are not even the ones with the money. At the end of the day, if the rug is pulled from under them, they'll be living back on their mom's sofa. You know, a lot of these artists are puppets, and they're being puppeteered by a system of greed, a system behind them that says, okay, look, I'll let you stay in these hotels, I'll let you ride in these cars, I'll let you do all this, be on TV all across the world, your face is everywhere. It's just, I'm glad the pastor's on here because, you know, there's a story in the Bible that, you know, with Jesus, the devil came to Jesus and said, hey, look, you can have all this, you know, if you bow down to me. You know, so that's the world of this entertainment business. You know, a lot of these artists, they want it so bad that they're bowing down to the enemy. They're bowing, actually, you know, not realizing that everything that they want and desire, they can have in Jesus. They can have, and God, the Bible says that he'll give us the desires of our heart. But see, sometimes people are trying to get their desires met prematurely. So they go out here and they say whatever they want to say. They do whatever they want to do because there's a system behind them that says, hey, if you go out here and say whatever you say and help me and make this money for me, then I'll give you a stack. I'll give you a couple stacks that you can throw up in the air. Not realizing that you're throwing it up in the air, but it's coming right back down into somebody else, into that slave master's pocket, because they're going to keep you out there working and working until they get tired of you waiting for that little brother that thinks that you're the boss and is following you, and then they'll throw you away, push you to the side, and then we'll hear a story about why we don't hear about you anymore 20 years from now. You know, so, you know, I think it's, like I said before, man, it's a very, very immature thing, and it's very, very unspiritual. You know, I like what the pastor said. See, you know, God will reign in your life. He will reign if, you know, if he can find you as a vessel to flow through, a vessel to help people, a vessel to could be utilized as to push people to their level of success. He'll reign in you, and you'll really be reigning. You'll reign with him. R-E-I-N. R-E, well, however you spell it. G-N. R-E-I-G.
Yeah, G-N.
You know, so, but I think that, like I said, I think that, you know, it's a, I hope I've answered your question. I don't know if I'm on track or not, but I think it's totally.
You're right on
totally
track.
It.
But we'll take a pause for the calls. We'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. And just like we do it right here on Hip Hop National Radio, we make it rain. Now, we're talking about the make it rain mentality of today's music. Okay. So y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val da Bibi Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip hop national news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back to Hip Hop National. Like I said, tonight we're talking about the make it rain mentality of today's artists. But before we get to go back into the topic, let's tell you how to get involved. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. All you have to do is hit the Maximize Your Exposure tab on the top of our website and upload your music, and voila, hey, you'll get a call back saying your music has been accepted. All we ask that you do is tell your family, your friends, your fans, and everybody you know to push your song on this program. We need you to get the number 100. Work with us and we'll work with you. 100 does mean not mean that you won't play, but you want to get it into rotation. Get on the move. That's all we ask that you do. www.hiphopnational.com. Let's do it today. Okay, we'll be back let's back to the topic. The make it rain mentality of today's music artists. Before we went to the break, we left off with Charlie V. And we was talking about the icons of the day and the message that they're leaving our youth. Is it because of those icons today that we're following in the footsteps of what they're doing and don't know that we are not at that position as the artists today coming in? Rodok, as he left off, I would like you to take over. You now have the floor.
Well, you know what? Charlie V, he spoke a lot of truths there. You know, and it's funny because, you know, a lot of the young folks don't track the history of prior entertainers. You know, and if they did, they'd be a lot wiser in their spending habits, you know. We've had a lot of entertainers that, when they passed away, they had to auction off everything that they had for their bills. Sammy Davis Jr. was one. You know, Red Fox was another one. You know, so when we start talking about that mentality of making it rain, that's by those that are producing things such as Cristal. You know, I wonder how many bottles they were selling before they came out with popping bottles and making it rain in their videos. You know, I'm sure that they got paid or those were supplied to be there. You know, so it's a point of poisoning the minds and changing their survival for the future. You know, the funny part about it is that through education, you will learn what happened to a lot of artists. And educating yourself in the music industry, the icons on, you know, what happened, where did they go, how was their life, you know, and when you find out how many of them, you know, their house went into foreclosure, and we're talking about the boxer that got his ear bit, you know, and he was on top of the world. So when we talk about
Evander Holyfield?
Yeah.
Evander Holyfield, yeah.
Exactly. You know, and look at Sinbad. Sinbad, he, under the IRS and what have you. And these people made money. And, you know, the funny part about it is you can never, ever tell what's going to happen to you down the road. You know, and I'm sure if they could do it again, they would have done things differently. You know, they would have ensured that these things would not have happened. But see, when you rise too far and you're not mentally ready to handle your money, how come we don't see hip-hop artists standing in front of a bank with a bank book, you know, saying I'm banking and saving my money? You know, I mean, how come they're not inspiring the young folks to look to the future? You know, the world is in the media side of it. It's all about gaining and advertising products. And what you see in these videos, a lot of these things are supplied for the set. Just like he said, California, it's full of fake sets, you know. And so, you know, you think this is the lifestyle. You know, but now look at somebody like Ed McMahon. You know, he died and they foreclosed on his house. Before he was dying, he had to ask other people to help to keep his own home. You know, so when you start looking at the history, not just of hip-hop artists, but just people that were in the limelight, that seemed to be living the high life, that were in front of the media and what have you, you know, you start to understand that you're going to have to plan for a future and you're going to have to live as a normal human being, even though you're in front of the camera. I mean, you know, yeah, okay, you might be able to take a great vacation. Okay, you know, if you're making money, you might be able to buy a luxury automobile. But understand through education there's what they call depreciation and upkeep. Yeah, you know, it's going to take money to keep to upkeep on a home. It's going to take money to furnish a home. It's going, you know, an automobile depreciates. So, you know, that's a poor investment. But that was one of the investments that they were showing in early hip-hop with the cars with the hydraulics jumping and what have you. You know, totally worthless investment. But yet still, it was encouraging for people to invest all of this money in a car that hops with television sets and all, you know, the music in the trunk and what have you. You know, and I know a few people like that. And if you go to their house, they have a little dinky stereo. And you go, well, wait a minute. You got all that in your car, but why don't you have that stereo in the house? And you, and it's just a backwards process. They're being set up to fail and to be nothing but consumers. You know, got to have this, got to dress this way, need to go here. This is what all the entertainers do. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, I never went in the club and popped bottles because I felt I was only paying the bills of the club owner, and he wasn't going to make my money work for him so he could go home and pay his bills. So you got to realize that once you step out your door, you've earned that money for that job, you just become a consumer, not an investor within yourself, but a consumer to pay someone else's bills because he has it, because he charges it. There's some things you can live without, you know, and I'm going to say this to you. I've seen a lot of them out there. They're stuck. They get sick. They don't invest in health care. You know, and you start to say to yourself, well, wait a minute. If you work the 8-hour job, you might have health benefits. Or you should have health benefits. Or that's the job you should be going for. Why is it as an entertainer you don't go for that? Because that's something they didn't put in your head that eventually at some time you're going to get sick. You're going to have to go to the doctor. And to pay out of your pocket, an example, Toni Braxton, her heart, she had a problem. She had to pay out of her pocket. She didn't have health insurance. It dropped her to her knees. God bless her because she's really a qualified, good entertainer. But look at the mistakes. You know, and she came out on television and she talked about, and I was glad to see that. Because at least she was telling other people where she made her mistakes in her contracts, living the high life, not realizing that the expenses were going to be deducted from her side, you know, and then getting sick, signing a multi-million-dollar contract in Las Vegas, and she got sick, and they sued her because she couldn't fulfill her contract. She didn't have a sick clause in it. What, she thought she was superwoman? That these things couldn't happen to her? We're only human beings. And so you have to realize we don't rise above just being a normal human beings. And the pitfalls are going to come upon us. So, you know, do the survival thing. Look for the future. You know, today you may not have the big ride. Tomorrow you may not have the big ride. But you have a ride. You know, in your future, you know, does it matter if it's a Bentley or if it's just a VW? Well, no, not if you can get where you're going and, you know, you've got the seat to sit in. No, I mean, you know, so understand if that's the only way people are going to accept you, then they're not really people that are in your corner. They're just there because the picture looks good. So, you know, that rain mentality, yeah, okay. I'll tell you what, Poetic, I'll pick you up in a limousine and we'll ride around town and we'll see how many people will flock to the car, even if they don't know us. Because, you see, it's like a neon light. Everybody wants to be in the picture, and that's not what you need. You know, even with the women in the club popping the bottles, I want to know the one in the kitchen that can fry the pork chop. See what I'm saying? So
I tell you what, Rodolfo.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to hold you to it, too.
Hey, you know what? At my age, I deserve it one time.
Y'all heard that. We going on a limousine ride. Y'all heard that. We got Quinn sitting by and on deck Quinn, I know you locked and loaded to the show, man. What's your thoughts on what Raw Dog just said?
I mean, me personally, man, you know, hey, I understand, man. I most definitely understand, man. You know, don't do all that, you know. A lot of artists do a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, because they got it, you know what I mean? You know, why don't you, you know, invest in the healthcare? You know, that is true. You know what I'm saying? You can go in the club all day long, you know what I'm saying, and pop bottles and, you know, throw money. But won't you, you know, this is what I always want to do, man. You know, I always want to give my community. You know what I'm saying? My community, what they gave to me, I want to give it back to them, you know. I mean, I would like to go into schools, you know what I'm saying, you know, find out something wrong in the school, you know what I'm saying, help the school sisters, you know what I'm saying, go into the grocery stores, you know what I'm saying, help the kids, you know, help people pay their bills, you know what I'm saying, you know, because that's what kind of guy I'm anyway, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, I prefer that, you know, but, you know, like I say, man, don't just do that because you got it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists does do it because they got it, you know? A lot of artists does do this, you know, they're getting in trouble, you know what I mean? You know, getting in trouble with the police, you know what I'm saying? Because they got money, they can get themselves out of jail, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and a lot of things, and what my man Raw Dog say, you know, you got to come back, you got to go back from where you started, man, you know what I mean? So, hey, I mean, that's what a lot of them do, man, you know what I'm saying? It ain't all about that, man. It's all about, you know, hey, being real with it, you know what I'm saying? Being real with it, see, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know, you go in the club, you know what I'm saying? I could pull the baddest female in the club, you know what I'm saying? Because you got it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times it don't work like that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, money, a lot of people think money change things, but money don't change everything, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people think, you know, money make the world go around. True enough, because, hey, I mean, ain't nothing in the world free. But, I mean, money can't buy a mansion in heaven, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's how I look at it, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I feel what my man Raw Dog was saying.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Charlie V. I feel what he was saying, too. And this is the part I felt the most. We're going to ride in that neon light limousine. No, I'm just joking.
All right. You too.
I'm just joking. Charlie G.
Hey, I'm way up in Washington State. By the time I get there in the limousine, you guys will say, man, we in bed.
Charlie V.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying, now I just want to make sure I heard it correctly, pretty much the money that they give you is pretty much in advance for you to use it the best way you see how to continue promoting yourself, but not really to take it and flourish it among the people, like, you know, because that's going to make you broke at the end of the day. When they give out in advance, they're not dropping that advance on you to make you just create a lifestyle just like that, correct?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna say that some artists they may be able to make it rain. You know what I mean? They might have the money to make it rain. You know, now, you know, starting off in the business, I know it's very, very, very rare to have that kind of money in this business, especially this day and time, you know, where, you know, it's not an easy business to be in to make money to where you can make it rain. You know, there's a process, and there, you know, you have to have creative ideas in the music business and the entertainment business of today to really make it rain, you know. So I don't want to say that, you know, all artists don't have it. I mean, there are some that have it, but 9 times out of 10, I think that a lot of it is a front, you know.
Okay, now let's shift gears here. Let's say a wiser investment. Let's say the public, you haven't created attention among the public yet, but yet we know that you have the skills and talents and ability to do the job. What would be some alternatives to creating
creating attention, getting that attention of the public eye as an alternative of dropping the, maybe the dropping those dimes on some investment on promoting yourself. Wouldn't you think it'd be probably more wiser to your investment? I'm gonna start off with you there, Charlie.
I said something last week. You know, the three P's in of any business is promote.
And don't get it out of order, Charlie. Say it again.
And don't get it out of order. Promote, and don't get it out of order. And to do that, you constantly have to do things that, I mean, that will put your brand in the face or your image in the face of the public via design, via photos, via, you know, you having the right wardrobe, websites, just different things. And that all takes money, you know, and, you know, I like money a lot. You know, I really do. Money is, like my man said, you know, money makes the world go around, you know. But, you know, a lot of times these people get caught up in the love of money, you know, and that leads to some devilish type of stuff, you know what I mean? So I think that, you know, having a good understanding of what money is and what money can be used for and what money can do. Now, money is a defense. You know what I mean? You know, you get in some situations and you have some money. It's a defense. That's biblical. You know, money, that means money can protect you. You know, so, I mean, you know, in some areas you do want money. You want to make it rain. Now, making it rain, I like to make it rain. I like to make it rain right here at the house so my kids can have what they need when they go to school. You know what I mean? I like to make it rain all, you know, look, man, I like to make money, man. I like to make it rain all the time. Now, making it rain to pop bottles with Cristal and Ciroc and all that stuff, that's making it rain foolishly. You know what I mean? Because, for one, all that's going to do is get you drunk. And, you know, somebody going to get you. You know, you're making it rain the wrong way. You know what I mean? So I think that you have to have the right perspective on making it rain. And that's my thought, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, we've got the big dog Impetuous Fury to join us. Welcome to Hip Hop National, sir.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, what's your thoughts on the make it rain mentality, and what you just heard? So, what you've heard so far since you've been tuning in?
Well, this mentality going on for the past 2 or 3 years, the most, especially down south, you hear a lot of people talking about making it rain. And at the end of the day, you think about that, there's no vocals in making it rain, but they're talking about mostly club songs, basically. So if you have not much of a vocal presence, but you got a banging presence, if you don't understand music, you might not listen to what they're saying, but actually, it makes no sense. So to make it push, what they do is they play the records over and over again. But it's when you get tired of the record, and you are forced to accept the record. But if you're really music inclined, you know, maybe songs make no sense if you hear the song properly over and over again. If you study the records, you'll see that there's nothing
There's music inclined. Hey, dog, are you clear on what we're talking about? I just want
making
to make
it
sure.
Rain mentality. Make your own mentality. I'm trying to explain the mentality.
Okay.
The mentality. I'm not finished. The mentality. If you listen to the records, you understand that, yeah, that there is nothing in what they're saying as far as making it rain. Now, it's good to make it rain if you want to exude money out your mouth, but at the same time, who heard about you? Who knows about you? Where's your buzz? Where's your credibility to make it rain? You know? So you got to think about your brand versus just trying to buzz without having a buzz first. Because if you have no buzz but you have a good sound, it might not last as long. It might sound good for the times, but it might not last because if you have no buzz or credibility, you can't continue to make it rain because money doesn't grow on trees. And, frankly speaking, you'll be dug in Petri's Street.
the big dog, impetuous fairy. All right, guys. If you guys want to get engaged in this conversation, all you have to do, if you're listening in by your phone and you're already locked and loaded on deck with us, just press the number one. That will highlight your number. Let us know that you want to engage in tonight's topic and you like you want to voice your thoughts. Or call 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. That'll allow us to know that you want to get involved when you press the number one. We are here 7 days a week, guys. 7 days a week now. And we play music. So this is a good time for you to upload your music here. Get it supported right here on our program, so we can help connect the dots between you, the music industry, the music artists, the music listeners. That's what we do here. We're bringing it all together, and we can't do it without you. So go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We definitely need to connect with you and everything that you're trying to do in this music business. We are here for your purpose, to help you grow with the wisdom and be armed with the right information that you need to continue going forward in this music business. So definitely, y'all keep it locked and loaded right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, when we come back, we're going to take this make it rain mentality and start making it rain in our thoughts. Maybe making it rain with a plan of action to take in order to get more exposure, get more leverage in front of the people that you have. How could we take this same mentality and blanket ourselves and make it rain among our community and make these people know who we are? When we come back after the break, that's what we'll be talking about. Y'all stay with me. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Yeah, it's your boy, Baby Ice. And me and my man Mello, we came to talk about love, cause this is no place to hide.
Oh, but I hate it, it's all about love. Love is a gift from the big man above. No need for bullies, it's time to have fun. The love is the way to get the job done. No, it's a hate, it's all about love. Love is a gift from the big man above. No need for bullies, it's time to have fun. Cause love is the way to get the job done.
Tell you
to hate right. Bully entertained right. Late night or daylight. Two wrongs don't make right. Two wrongs are still wrong. As told on this song, we can all stand strong and let the love live on. Cause this is how we do. Come get down with the baby out the crew. Love is for me and love is for you. How can you run away from something so true?
It's all about love. Love is a gift from the big man above.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
I love that baby Isaac. That was great. Yeah, Hip Hop National, we're back. Our leader, Poetic, I'm hoping to hear him.
Absolutely. We're right back. And here I am talking to myself. I had the thing on mute. I do apologize. But before we went to the break, thank you, Wild Dog.
Hey,
I really
that was great. I love that baby Isaac.
Yeah.
You know, that was really great. I love that baby Isaac. You got to play that more.
Yeah, we got to, you know, we getting ready to do some things with baby Isaac crew. So I let Charlie V tell us a little bit what we got in store for us. What's up with the baby Isaac crew? And because we thought that was very conceptual for, you know, the young mind and coming up with that, especially what's happening in today's school. Charlie, you got the floor.
Well, the Baby Isaac Crew is my brand, man. That's what I do on a daily basis here in Houston, Texas. Our goal is to spread the love all across the nation. You know, we have over the last 4 years, you know, that's just one of the about 100 songs that we've recorded as the Baby Isaac Crew. We have so many more. We are constantly, you know, it's such a blessing. I tell you, it's such a blessing and such a pure motive behind the Baby Isaac Crew. Baby Isaac is my 4-year-old son now, and like I said, it's been 3.5 years as a concept, and you know, God moved pretty quickly in my life. 6 months after, you know, this concept. As we conceptualized it, it was a mascot character. These days we have 7 mascot characters, and what we do with these mascot characters, you know, we do shows that talking anything from anti-bullying, healthy habits. We have a mission 30-60, which is a mission to help fight childhood obesity, teaching kids to exercise 30 to 60 minutes a day. So, I mean, you know, we utilize this concept. We take this mascot concept serious. You know, a lot of times people think that, you know, it's cute and it's fun, but it's serious as we, you know, sow seed into the next generation with music that they like to hear, beats that they like to hear, but with positive, inspirational lyrics that will challenge the mind to be a buddy and not a bully, show someone love, or to wash their hands and brush their teeth. You know, these things that may not be that come across from the parents or the teachers, Baby Isaac will reinforce these concepts, and the kids will get it into their mind and do it because Baby Isaac is doing it. So that's our concept. That's our brand. We are upliftcomics.com. That's UPLIFT comics, COMICS. .com, and that's our website. You can go on there and you can see our YouTube videos. We have our newest character, Charlie Victory, the cool cowboy who teaches kids to win, which is our newest character that we just brought out this year. And man, you know, it's a fun thing that I'm doing. I love it. I definitely will never turn back from doing this. It's changed my life. It's a daily for me. It's my business. And, man, we just trying to take it out to where you are next, Poetic, and get it in the school system out there and move it around Florida and up the East Coast all the way around to where you are out there, Raw Dog, and Washington. And, you know, these are mascot costumes. So believe me, I know that we can be in many places at one time.
Can I tell you a secret, and I'm going to give you a tip?
Come on.
The First Lady is getting ready to produce a CD for the young people.
Mm.
And when I heard your song, that was something that I thought that she would possibly embrace in what she's trying to do. She's trying to do exactly what you've been doing with the Baby Isaac crew. She's trying to produce a hip-hop CD. And I know this to be fact. It was on the internet. Now, how good is the internet? Well, okay. But it is real. And,
so you know it for a fact.
I think, well, see, but guess what? See, Poetic is laughing, but see, you
no,
need to talk to him.
Said, I know,
because
I know
you know he got a telephone number to somebody that's got somebody that can probably get you into that nest. But we won't talk about that on the air because, see, that's part of what Poetic does. You know, he's got all these people in his network. And, you know, I think that that would fit right into what she's trying to do, which is encourage children to exercise and to eat right and all of those things. So, you know, your timing is real good. And so, you and Poetic kicked that one around after we get off of the show. But if that helps, remember, you bring the limousine up here to Washington State, all right?
No doubt. Well, I appreciate that, a Raw Dog, and, you know, and that's what I'm praying and calling forth to happen, you know, in my life. I believe that the Baby Isaac crew will step into the White House and do what they're supposed to do in that arena as well. I really do believe that we're right on the crux of it. And like I said, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to stick to my guns. I believe that, you know, the Lord is sending me to the right people, giving me the right contacts, opening the right doors. I know that what I'll do is I'll commit to obedience in my life so that way there won't be any hindrance in me going in through these doors, because I believe that with me doing what I'm doing for kids, we have to have total integrity. You know, these kids already have a problem, and because I commit to this, I make sure that I live the way that I'm supposed to live, because I don't want to be the hindrance to the children. I want to be the one who actually makes a difference in their life. So I really appreciate that, and lift me up and keep me in your prayers so those doors will open up for us. And, you know, I do remember very well those who helped me. So it's never been a situation in my life to where I forget. No, I remember very well.
I got a big question for you, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
After tonight's show, I know y'all getting ready to make that Make It Rain CD. Tell me why.
Come on.
Tell me why.
Why is
Baby Isaac going to grow up and make it rain?
I mean, you know, he can't help but make it rain because, you know, his daddy's a king. So, you know, and his daddy's a king, so his king is already raining. So, you know, matter of fact, we stand in the rain because we realize that when it rains on us, it grows, something grows. So, you know, we really making it rain. We raining for real. We raining with the king. So, you know, whatever they talking about making it rain, their rain is going to end. Our rain never ends.
So you're saying their rain is shallow and y'all rain is victory.
Our rain comes with an ark of safety.
But you gotta understand, rain that he's talking about is REIGN.
You're
not talking
right.
About RAIN. Okay.
But you know what? You know what? I like them both. Tell you the truth.
Yeah,
because
but
you don't want
Baby Isaac to reign, RAIN. You want him to reign as a leader. as as all children should follow and go to. See,
you're exactly,
you
right.
Know,
you're exactly right.
That's why I wanted to give the split so that that children would understand that, hey, that's the way to go in a upward manner rather than, you know, when we think of rain, we think of sadness, we think of tears, we think of all those bad things. And you're not talking about that. You're talking about lifting their heads for them to be the kings of their kingdoms, to be the men they should be, the mothers they should be, you know, the queens, you know, and the kings, you know. So I didn't want them to get it twisted because of the fact that they didn't understand their to reign. It means to, hey, to be in a king in a fashion of having your house in order. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
You know what? I respect you, Charlie, but I just wanted to help those that didn't understand.
Well,
so
I'm glad.
Charlie, he's talking about me.
But but you know, look, I'm glad, Raw Dog, I'm glad you cleared it up.
He's trying to throw one slick under the cover.
I'm glad you cleared it up for Poetic over there. But you know what? I'm gonna go back to this. I still like them both. Because
don't do that. Don't help him up.
Let me explain why. Because see, you know, when God gave me this concept, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and He did give me a concept that I know was a multi-billion-dollar concept. So that way now, when we make it rain. We make it rain for the education system, and we make it rain
absolutely.
So kids can have clothes. We make it rain so the community can have a mindset to have opportunity to do something better with their life. So, you know, like I said, a real true king understands what rain is because, see, God created R-A-I-N, and He created us to R-E-I-G-N so that way we can have growth. Without the rain, there is no growth. Just like the enemy always takes everything that's positive and perverts it. So we're going to take this thing back from the enemy and really make it rain.
Oh, well, I guess I'm under the bus.
There you go. Good job, Charlie V, raining with victory right here on Hip Hop.
Come on, baby.
Oh, nice feel, Poetic. You still under the bus with me.
Knock him out of the box, Rick. Knock him out.
Well, I tell you, this has been a good show. I've enjoyed this. I really have. You know, I've learned a lot. And, you know, I'm going to say this, Poetic. You know, listening to Charlie V, you know, I'm older than both of you guys. And I love it when I'm encouraged by those that are going to be taking over, that are going to be, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And, you know, as you're growing up, you always look at the younger generation and you go, well, can they handle it? Will there be someone or individual strong enough to stand up, tell the truth, and be about something? And guess what? Charlie V, you are a good example. You have stood up. You are trying to be about something, and you are about something. So, you know, I commend you. There is hope. And we keep trying and trying, and hopefully, hey, your efforts will bring the next generation, and there will be hope. And, that's what I love about this show, is because whoever listens, you know, I hope they understand there is hope. As an artist, there's hope. Invest in yourself. Be about something. There is a tomorrow. You know, maybe you're not going to get to the top. But at least you're going to participate, and it's going to bring you some satisfaction, and hopefully you'll get economic resources from it. But you're going to have that experience, you know, and just like you were on stage, you performed, and now you're doing something different, you know, and you're still performing. You know, but it's not the same as when you started, which means that you have a love for what you're doing. And, you know, you found that, hey, you might not want to do that entertaining for a lifetime because you have a family, you know. And so, therefore, you found another way to stay in the industry and be more relevant and be a father. You see, and to be a true king. So, hey, go for it, Charlie. Hey, I applaud you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate it. I thank you very much.
I'm no longer under the bus, Poetic. You're by yourself.
No, you did. You did a back good, riding you did the limo. A good stand-up job. You did a good stand-up job. And okay, let's just say, and I wanted to say this. Let's say we took that same mentality of making it rain. You know how you throw the money up in the air, and then you come down, and it all trickles down. Let's take that mentality that we throw out our marketing skills out there, and we start to take that money and invest it in maybe the flyers that's necessary to get our name out there, and couple that with maybe like this radio show that can help make it ring among fans and get spread the word out about what it is that you're trying to do, your big project. Taking those funds and investing them in the right way to advertise who you are, to create that buzz of who you are to be. What are your thoughts about that, starting with the Big Dog and Prosperous Fury?
Yeah, my thoughts about that is you always start from the ground, you always start from the grassroots, and you grow and you mature, you understand what you're doing. You make others ahead of you, making people ahead of you as far as elders go, what do they do, how they do it right, what do they do right, what do they do wrong, what can you do to be a better artist, a better person. Exude from them what you have learned from them and learn and be a student of the music business, be a student of entertainment, be a student of being an artist. Once you learn the fundamentals of being an artist, you can be a better artist in time, not overnight. You got to learn the fundamentals. You got to cross your I's, cross your T's. Learn how to just be a student. And as you grow as a student and you mature, you can see what newness comes in shapes inside your own mind, and you can bring together a new idea, a new entity, a new brand that is probably needed that the original pop artist never saw before. And once you bring that to a light, you will be embraced because you did your homework first. Instead of trying to be something else, you became a student first, which was really important factor. Being a student of the game makes you a teacher of the game. You can't teach until you become the student first. In fact, if you're speaking, you wore diapers before you wear a graduation diplomacy look on your face. In fact, you're speaking, good job, good picture.
Charlie V, you on deck with me? You got
yeah,
to be ready to do a campaign. I just, you know, I actually saw what the Baby Isaac crew is getting ready to put out there with a CD cover. And I saw that y'all, you embraced the thoughts of what we're doing here at Hip Hop National. And I see that you guys about to press up. What do you think about the big idea of taking some of that money, making a small investment so you can make a larger investment in picking up a bigger crowd?
Oh, man, if you could see my house, man, that's all I have here is promotions. All I do is push in the street, you know, with flyers and, you know, pushing people to the website. That's all I do. Because I believe that the only way that you can get anything out there is being visible in the people's eyes. So I think that that's, you know, at the end of the day, it's the one who, if you really want to make money, it's going to be the one who actually puts out his marketing materials the most in whatever way, form, or fashion. You know, and then, you know, man, I'm all about creating systems. You know what I mean? I was telling a young man called me earlier today. He said, "Man, I need a job." You know, and I asked him, I said, what do you do? You know, he said, I'll do anything. I cut grass, da-da-da. I told him, I said, well, you know, I don't know anybody. I would help him do what I can do. I said, but you know what? Well, you're a young man. I said, you know, you want to, you know, there's a whole new way of doing things now, but you can't, you have to understand, educate yourself to do it, you know. You know, computers, you know, understand, you know, first thing he says, I don't understand computers. Well, you know, computers are not going nowhere. So, I mean, if you don't start now, you wait 10 years from now, you're going to be real behind, you know. So I think that the real big, whatever you invest in, if you really want to make it, you know, you invest in that which will make you, you know. And for me and what I do with the Baby Isaac Crew, even with my any other business that I have, it all takes promotion. It all takes the marketing. It all takes investment, you know, because you never know who you're going to run into. And if you don't have it, you have to go back and get it. That's a step that you, you know, that you're actually taking backwards. You can always, but if you invest in your marketing materials, if you invest in, you know, put money into that which is going to promote you, whether it be your internet, your website, whatever it is, you know, you want to take those steps forward and you want to move now, because tomorrow is too late. You never know with what you're trying to do, who you're going to run into or who you're going to meet today. You know, so that's the most important thing in our life, you know, and what we do.
Absolutely. Totally get that, my man. And I'm going to go to my boy, Quinn. Quinn, I know you enjoyed tonight's show. And I know you've gathered, you've been listening and tuning in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National for some time. And even it has shown as evidence in you guys campaigning and by what you're doing. But you're a young man, and around you, the influence is making it rain. What do you think about the mentality of changing that same mentality and blanketing the community effectively around you and make it rain with flyers to make people know who you are? And then that backed up with a radio show promotion that has your music supporting. What you think about those thoughts, sir?
I mean, you know, like I said, man, I think a lot about it, man. I mean, it's good, man, you know. It's a different ways of making it rain, you know what I'm saying? It's a different ways of doing a whole lot of things in the industry, you know what I'm saying? It's a different ways of making it rain, like we doing now, you know what I'm saying? Making it rain right here on Hip Hop National Radio, you know what I'm saying? Making it rain just like it is outside now, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, making it rain is just, you know, doing making it rain in the right kind of way, you know what I'm saying? The right kind of way that I see it, you feel me? So, I mean, you know, like, I mean, just living in life, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people do things because they can and because they got it like that, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, do it in a good way, but that's the way I look at it.
All right. Let's go to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, I'm going to get your final thoughts of the night, then we're going to go to Charlie V in closing. Rado, you got the floor. Well, maybe he don't. Rado, you now have the floor.
You throw me under the bus, you just want me to stay there. You know, investing in yourself is just like anybody in the trade, you know, and promoting as an artist, as an individual, you know, that is necessary. You can't get anyone to know your abilities or your talent unless you are promoting. I mean, you know, it used to be in the good old days, free gigs, talent shows and all that, which still are happening now. But, you know, the flyers and being able to have a product heard over the radio, that's necessary. I mean, I can't understand why young folks aren't moving even faster. We get a lot of submissions. you know, and so they're coming alive, but they need to realize that, you know, we're here for them, and they need to promote because there's so many people trying to get recognized. And, you know, hey, get out there, do the flyers, hey, submit to Hip Hop National. And, you know, keep working. Keep, you know, investing in your equipment, in your craft, in your art, you know. And hey, it hopefully will pay off for you. I mean, you know, that's the best thing I can tell them.
Okay. And I would say couple it, you could invest some of that stuff in even, you know, getting an editorial or interview built around your product. To let people know exactly what your movement is about. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say about your product. You need to contact us at 954-461-3398. Again, it's 954-461-3398. Looking forward to hearing from you. Otherwise, send your music in today. It's completely free. It costs you nothing. To upload your music, go to www.hiphopnational.com. It is for a limited time. We are going to be looking for those who are serious about it and creating a membership at a low cost. But right now, take advantage of what's free for you. People don't do it enough. Charlie V, what's your last thoughts? I think Charlie V got us on mute. So
yo, I'm back.
Oh, you got it. There we go. What's your last thought, sir, for tonight?
I was my last thoughts are to focus, you know, focus on that to focus on that what you want to do. You know what I mean? Focus on your gift and your talent and, you know, focus on it the right way. Focus on doing things the right way. Focus on making a change in the lives of the community in a positive way. Live up to who God created you to be and do it and be it. So I just want to just encourage everybody out there to, you know, make really, really, truly make it rain. Make it rain for other people's growth and not for other people's downfall, you know. My prayer is that people hear what my story and hear what I've done, you know, and look at my testimony of going from being a member of one of the hottest groups in America, leaving the group, you know, when I was the underdog and, you know, when nobody would open the door for me, you know, figuring my way out and going back and getting my education. To now coming back and having the opportunity, you know, what I do is not, like I said, it's not an idea. It's not some, you know, something that I'm so great. It's an opportunity that God gave me to change the lives of kids in a day and time that not a lot of people are really truly caring about the kids. So I just want to encourage everybody out there to realize that you can too. You can do everything that God has for you. All you have to do is tap on that person within, tap into your heart and live it and be it.
All right. Thank you, guys. You only hear that right here on Hip Hop National Radio tonight. The make it rain mentality of today's music artists. Hey, what a great show it was tonight, guys. I really appreciate everybody tuning in, keeping it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. And we want to just say goodnight, everybody. And thank you. Thank you. And come again. So everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
And just stay tuned. I'm just letting you guys know we're right here. Don't go nowhere. Keep it where you got. Dr. AT, take it away.
Hand the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. AT.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host. And the next song is going to be by Mike Militia, Feel So Good. Next on deck, Jody B, Keep Living.
All them little boys who never had their mama call them. I'm talking to the ones who end up dropping out of college and hustle all day just to make a couple dollars and hoping that you make it just to live another day and crying every night, tears dropping from your face and struggle just to wake up in the morning cause of pain and hoping God sees you on your knees when you pray. Your baby mama tripping, your son's father sipping to another bitch, staying up waiting for it and about to flip. Cause he had to go to war, and now you find yourself walking to the liquor store. Same issue, different day is what you're thinking on your mind. Living life without your baby brother, cause he's doing
a better place, but damn, G, I need you. Sipping on this Jack, still talking to the preacher. Mom's doing good, I make sure I go and see her. It's been 7 years since that bullet took your life. I'm still feeling like I got stabbed by a knife. Sleeping in the day and staying up all night. If I could just hug you, everything would be alright. And Carol to this day, I never met nobody sweeter. I just hope Mel knows that I really mean it. I'm trying to live my life straight, but I'm steady leaning. I hope you understand. Yeah.
Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. Next on deck is A.Y. Lee, My Way, a Bionic production.
A.Y., what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got fire, my one desire is to take you higher, but I'll do it my way.
This patiently waiting is so frustrating, watching the less talent to capture what I've been chasing. Then others hang on to every word like they're the messiah. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a city whitey back before I snap in your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first go down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordeaux. But still I pray, and still I say, I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day, but the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own course, I make my own rules. Who's the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Cause my style is homegrown. Influence on me is very limited. But for you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause you're taking some friend passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. You're some of business bits, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Instead, you fall back. You better smarten up cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And if not, what's up? I'm so far ahead that Joneses can't catch up. I'm what?
That fire, my one.
I've learned it's not who does it first, but who does it bigger. Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and who's jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pining,
hopping, you'll never be chart-topping. Tell me why. A few years back, mad caps was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. And tell me why. Dudes don't want to pay for the beats that have changed the game and make their style concrete. With current, it's past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire is to take you higher, but I'll do it my way.
All right, let me get it back from the top. Next on deck is Lil E, Living Life.
Yeah, yeah. It's your boy.
It's your boy.
E. Plan. They ain't know I was gonna make it. I'm just laughing for one time. But check me out. I'm living life good. Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
I'm living life good. Born and raised in the hood. Yes, I am from the bottom. So just keep that understanding. I'ma be the one that make it. You won't see me at the top.
Told myself that I'm the greatest, but really I am a hero. Still it takes getting wrecked, but I have to sell dough. But even if I go broke, then I'ma have to sell some more. I'm trying to get my name out there, cause no one knows. It's like I don't exist in this world. See, I'm not invisible. I stand my ground like a statue. I'm something that's visual. Picture me in your gallery, even in your collage. I'm different from these other rappers, so I don't camouflage. I try to do my best to get shows, and when it happens, I wear my best hoes. Shirt tie slacks with my best clothes. When life get hard like concrete, I just plant my 10 toes, but nobody knows I'm growing up like tall afros. Until they look at me and then they look at my eyes, and then they start to realize that I'm not a disguise. It's really me, Mr. E, R, I to the C. But my stage name is E Classy, baby.
I'm living life good, born and raised in the hood. Yes, I am from the bottom, so just keep that understanding. I'ma be the one that make it, you won't see me at the top. I'm just waiting for a year, then I'm never gonna stop. I'm living life good.
The weather, that's why I'm so cold. No need to get myself together, cause I'm already thrown. We live in a life that's under control. I'm just trying to get to the point where I can have money to flow. See, I'm the youngest rapper that most of these people don't know. But when it comes down to playing football, shout out to my boy Joe. That was his sport, and the only thing he had on his mind, he was just moving too fast instead of taking his time. I try to make the right decisions in life instead of doing wrong, even if it takes me a week to spend some days alone. I mean, again, my mind right, cause see my swag already tight, and all I have to do now is just grind all night. I'm just trying to do my best, and that's real, cause I'm hungry for this game, all I need is a full meal. I'm a talented young man who was blessed with a great skill. He class reporting to you live, for real.
I'm living like you, born and raised in the hood.
On deck is Big Moochie with a new hotline club dance called Baka Shuffle.
Hey, I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now for this one here, baby.
Uh-oh, it's Big Moochie, baby.
Big Moochie.
Homies MC. Hey, check this out. I got this new live dance hustle, you hear me? This going out to all my bikers all across the world. We gonna call this here the Baka Shuffle.
Let's go. Now walk into your ride. Now move it on up. Now kick, with it, hop out in, now kick.
and I kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Do the biker shuffle.
Big booty, baby.
The biker shuffle. Do the biker shuffle. Do the biker shuffle.
Y'all know how we get down, man.
The biker shuffle.
This one all over the world, baby.
Do the biker shuffle.
Come on, come on.
Do the biker shuffle.
Okay, okay, y'all, here we go again. Big Mooch had to do it one again. Everybody love the swagger, how I do it. Made up a dance for bikers to do it. Come on with a beat, I move my feet to it. Put it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube it. Since I'm a homies, you best believe that I gotta hold it down for all my MCs. Now walk it to your right. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, hop out in. Now kick with it, step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Walk it.
All right now, come
what
on.
I'm about to do right now,
what you gonna do, baby?
Matter of fact, I'm just going to be quiet, and I'm going to give y'all a little cheat sheet on this dance right here. Hey, y'all know how it go down, man. We're going to see if y'all can do this without me speaking all the way through. Is y'all ready?
Hey,
well, let's go. Now walk into your right. Now walk into your left. Now kick, hop out in. Now kick, step to your right now. Turn to your left, walk into your right. Now
move it up.
Now walk into your left. Now
bring it on.
Now kick, hop out in. Now kick, step to your right now. Turn to your left.
It's the biker shuffle. It's the biker shuffle.
It's the biker shuffle.
It's the biker shuffle. It's the biker shuffle. Do the biker shuffle. Do the biker shuffle. Biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle.
Now walk it to your right. Now move it on up, now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right, now slide, with it. Turn to your left, walk it to your right. Now move it on up, now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. It's the king of line dance, baby.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless to stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. One, two,
yeah.
Ten.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady.
through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Next on deck is Shergi. Lovely day. Part of the show, we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right.
I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. AT in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.